Hello, thank you for holding. This is John speaking. How can I help you?
Well, John, it's Brian. Brian calling you back.
Hey, Brian. Yeah. I'm glad you called, man. All right, so let me pull this up and everything here real quick. There we go. All right, Brian. So do you still got some spare time to go over everything here?
Well, I'm driving right now, so I can talk to you, but if it gets...
Okay. It's all good, man. As long as you drive safe, then I'm all right with that.
Right? Yeah, I'm fine. So, yeah, I just wanted to find out your pricing.
Sure thing. I'll go over all that with you. I was actually looking at a few things. I mean, it looks like you already have your foot in the door already. I mean, you have your Google business profile already set, so you already got verified through Google. That's one less thing to work on in there. You have a website as well, too. By the way, did you build this website yourself?
I used a template, but I just like the colors is what I really wanted to go for. Kind of that picture on the front page is the one I took down in Denver a long time ago. So I just put that up there. It's just, I know it's not perfect. There's a lot of things that could be better. I mean, it could be optimized. I want to host it myself or have somebody host it where I'm not paying GoDaddy or, because GoDaddy's getting all the benefit off of that. But, it's not too bad.
Okay. All right. Well, I have options for that. You know, I mean, if you already know what you're doing for the website and stuff, by all means, we just want to make sure it's being found. Right? That's the key thing. If you have the best website in the world, no one's finding it, it's no good, man. Right? So, now, I also noticed, too, I believe I saw, like, a Facebook page as well, too. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got a Facebook, and I was with Thumbtack for a while, but I had a disgruntled customer. We had, like, a falling out. She did a lot of damage to my, she got me kicked off Thumbtack for, she basically lied to him. So it's one of those things where you have 200 customers that are happy and the one that's just, you can't do anything right. It didn't, but it's over with. It's done. Not in my hair anymore. So I'm not too concerned about that. My reputation is intact. People that work with me work with me because they know I do good work. And
exactly. There you go.
So yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. That's what matters, man. You know what I mean? So, hey, at least it didn't mess with anything else, and that's good. You know, it's crazy how bad word travels way faster than good word. I tell you that much, but we'll help you out here. Now, far as your social media, this is something that's included in your package. I feel like I don't have to really talk too much about everything in pretty detail because you know a lot about it. So I'm just going to go with, you know, of course, we do the SEO and things like that for your Google presence. Get your local directories as well, too. So you're not only listed there, but also on Bing, Yelp, Yahoo. That way you're not missing opportunities. But let's say your customer is looking for your keywords in the area. They don't find you on Google. If they go on Facebook afterwards, we use target marketing ads to pop up on their feed to remind them that they're looking for your services to call you. So if they click on any of those ads, it calls you directly. And that's included in your package, by the way. Okay, so target marketing ads right there. Of course, you'll be able to track everything. All right, we've developed a fully customizable tracking system. You can change out your keywords at any time, but we have a team that's available for you Monday through Friday to go ahead and keep your Facebook up to date for you and also move things around or add pictures, whatever you need on your Google business profile as well. As far as your pricing, it's actually a month-to-month, no contracts. Right? You don't pay per call, click, job, lead, nothing like that. And with the promotion rate, you'll always be grandfathered in at $249 a month. That's literally it. There's no cancellation fees, no setup fees, or anything of that nature.
Okay.
Let me stop there, man. I mean, $249 month to month, yeah. Now, like I said, I'm going to talk to you because I know you know a lot about this stuff. Not additional. Out of your $249 month to month, we already put $100 of those dollars into your target marketing ads on Facebook. So you don't have to worry about your monthly bill or anything like that. It will always stay at $249 no matter what.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Cool. That's pretty reasonable. When I was doing this, I was selling, like, pay-per-click campaigns and other stuff, too. It wasn't, I mean, I was... some people are spending like upwards of $5,000 to $10,000 a month on marketing. But why is it, I don't know, $250 a month is an awesome deal. What should I expect from that? How many other people in town are you working with that,
Yeah. Great question. I know you're going to do well with this just from that. So it's a strict policy here through Local Splash and Google on this, where we're not allowed, once you join with our family, being month to month, we can only work with you within your service area. So we follow this policy very seriously, because if we start spreading your leads or, you know, working with your competitors, you're obviously going to start seeing the rotation dropping lower in the ranking system and not enough calls, which being month to month with no contracts, you're going to drop off, right? So kind of goes against everything that we stand for if we did. So right now, we had that position become available. We're trying to fulfill that as quickly as possible. If you went to our website, though, our normal pricing is $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee for this package alone. Okay? Again, we have a team that's looking through the area, trying to make sure there's companies that we can help out that we're not working with doing their services in that area. So that's why they're able to call you. You don't have any bad reputation that we found here, and we know we can help. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I've got my problem is right now, it always slows down a lot of the work that I'm doing as far as, like, having, like, liquid capital right now. I'm a little tight. It's going to change real fast, but I just, at this moment, I'm like, that might... So would I just have to do the $250 to start it, or the
yeah.
1 month, and when should I expect results?
Yeah, so great question. So yeah, I'm around here, so make it easier. So $250, right? If you decide to join with our family here today.
Yeah.
Today is the 16th. It covers not just to the end of this month, it covers to the 16th of every month. So every 16th of the month, they'll always take out the $250, okay? And that replenishes your ads as well for your Facebook, so it's never going above and beyond that. Okay, now, far as the results, yours is a little bit different because you already have a lot of presence, right? You have a website, you have your Facebook already set, you already been verified. We don't have to do any of that. We just have to make sure right from the get-go is start working on the right keywords and also in the areas that you want to hit. So that's the important part. But if you want, I can go over, you know, our average time frames for customers that don't have any web presence. I mean, we get them up there in the first page of Google and consistently stay there in all their directories within the first 30 to 45 days. So we move pretty darn quick.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. And then my name should help out a little bit too, just because the keywords are already along with the Denver electrician. That's my website address.
I was going to say, yeah. You got a very strategic business name that I love a lot.
Right. That's why I did it, because all these other people like Mr. Sparky and Plumline and these big companies in town that don't have any keyword presence in their business name, but they've been around a long time, so they get more relevance. But I think I should be able to kick that into gear a little bit if I have the right marketing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And here's the thing. If I was to give the best advice to make sure this works properly the way you need it to and want it to, then I would say communicate with our tech team. So once you join with us today, I go over just a few things, bare essentials, you know, making sure we have everything correct here. But then I'll set up a day and time that you're available to speak 1 hour with our tech team. And it may not even take an hour, but we always want to keep an hour available. That way they can go in further detail of everything, right? Because I know obviously a lot about the stuff, but they make the magic happen, right? So talking between you and them, I want to make sure that they introduce themselves, show you how you can maneuver through your tracking system, and also go over those keywords even further detail, so that way we're making this happen. But in the future, too, make sure, still, stay on top of them. They're never going to do something without your permission. This is your company, right? So we want to make sure that it keeps that way. So, yeah.
Can I get my wife to talk to them, too? She's the one that primarily built the website up. We both cooperated on it, but she's the one that did a lot of that. So
okay.
I kind of want her involved. She feels like she's part of it.
Okay.
That would really be important for her. So if we could do that, I don't know if I can give you her name. That way, you know, they know to talk to her too.
Definitely, yeah. So what I would do is we'll set everything up here right now, right? And then from there, I'll put her as an authorized user, obviously. We'll set up a security question and answer. That way we know who we're talking to, and you know that you're talking to us as well, just to keep everything confidential. And then, I can set it up for them to call her if you want, and that way they can go over as much as they need to go as possible from there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll probably both be involved in the call, but, yeah, I'll give you her name and number, and that way she realizes the key point of contact. I'm in the field a lot. She's normally at home or working on some other project at home, so that would probably be the best way to deal with it.
All right. Well, let's do that. So, Brian, how do you spell your name? Because I have a bunch of Brian's friends of mine, and they spell it all different. Is it with the B-R-Y-A-N or I-A-N?
I'm the I guy.
Ah, all right.
Brian. B-R-I-A-N.
All right, perfect. And, Brian, how do you spell your last name?
Williams. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
All right, perfect. And is this the best number for our team to reach out to, ending with the 8229?
Yeah, that number is my direct line. Let me give you my wife's number as a secondary.
That's
303-551-3741.
3741. All right. Perfect. And then what was her name?
Her name is Jamie. J-A-M-I-E. Last name's the same.
Same thing. All right. Williams, boom. All right. So I'll make sure to add her as an authorized user as well. And then also here, so I know I have everything online here on the Google Business Profile, but you'd be surprised at how many times I confirm with customers and they're like, nope, that's incorrect. And I'm like, all right, well, we'll change that up. The business name is Denver Electrician 303. Got the business address is 18886 West 59th Drive. Obviously, Golden, 80403. Is that right?
Most of it. The Denver Electrician 303 was another site that we made because we have the Denver Electrician, which is the company name, the Denver Electrician LLC. So if you look up, we can't figure out how to get into that Facebook profile anymore. I think I don't know how we like lost the password or something, but that one, the Denver Electrician is the one we want. We don't want to do the Denver Electrician 303. That was just the one that we did because we couldn't figure out how to get back into that. So I don't know if you can help me do that or not, but if you just look up the Denver Electrician, that's all our information on that. It's just not getting any traction because we haven't really been doing anything with it. But I'd rather just fix the 303 and keep that one. I just don't know how to get in to change it. Like the password is... I don't know how to reset it.
It's a Denver Electrician LLC, right? Yeah, I found the Facebook one here. So that's the one you want to keep, though, right? If you can. Okay. So I'm going to... Okay. All right. Gotcha, partner. Let's do that then. What I'm going to do is for tomorrow... Or actually, do you have an hour window to speak with our team tomorrow? I can set that up as early as that. So...
Tomorrow I'm going to be pretty busy. I've got a panel to do, and some other stuff to put in. I got an oven. So I'm going to be doing that for the next 2 days, but I'm off on Monday.
Perfect.
So if we
what's
can
on?
Do something on a
Yeah, what's on Monday works for you with our tech?
Between 10 and 2 is cool. Any time that, are you guys
All
in
right.
Colorado?
I'm not. I still have family and businesses out there. I know it like the back of my hand, man. But we're found in Fountain Valley, California. So the tech team that's going to be talking to you is going to be in PST. They're an hour behind you. So make sure when you talk to them, let them know what the weather's going to come up with, okay? I'm totally kidding. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to... you got to warn them, okay? It's better than the weather, man, I swear. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email as a Google invite. And, Brian, all you need to do is just hit yes when you get the time here. I know you're driving. I'm going to send the same email to them. They're just going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay? So I'm going to set it from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. your time, okay? All right. him, sending it, and that way you also have a secondary form of contact for me that's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Okay. And so the next part here is, there we go. All right, let me put a reminder for them as well here. Are you still driving though, partner, or are you pulled over? Or?
I'm driving.
Still
I'm just in traffic now.
Oh man, there's traffic going on now, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock. So it's like, and everybody that's moved here from California.
Seriously, yes.
everybody's moving here. Everybody's moving here. It's like everywhere I look, there's a different, there's a California guy just passed me in a freaking van. And they all seem to like, they all cut up to the front. Like they're like, privileged. They're gonna like, they don't wait in line. They just go up to the front. I'm like, come on, man, really? I've been waiting in line for 5 minutes. Well, you know, they just like pull up because it's a merging lane, right? So they're just like,
right.
So what I'll do is I'll get in the middle of it. I'll get in the middle of both lanes. I'll piss people off. I'm like right in the middle of the lanes right here. There we go.
Oh, man. Yeah, there you go. Come out with time, man. I love it.
Got a cop. City patrol's coming over.
Oh, wow. You got some stuff going on over there. I hope you're not on, like, you know, 6th Avenue or Hamden or anything, man. That's where car accidents are always popping off.
I live up in Golden, so I'm, like, I'm on the Highway 93 on the way to Boulder.
On the way to Boulder, then.
You know where City is, kind
of? Yeah,
so there's
of
that,
course.
There's that 6th Avenue freeway that goes up to Central City. Well, you go past that, and I'm on the other side of North Table Mesa. Which is, there's nothing with my Coors, but it's on the other side, it's north of Golden, and that's where my house is at.
Gotcha, okay, I know exactly where you are, man. Yeah, it's drive safe over there, though.
That's what.
Yeah,
so the areas that I want to work in are, like, the foothills, Golden, Boulder, Broomfield. I mean, I'll go anywhere in town, but, you know, 50 miles around that area is kind of where I want to focus on.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll make sure to hit these specific areas nice and strong. We want to make sure that you're not – the object of this is not to get your phone to ring. It's about to get, you know, the quality of calls to come in. That's important. You know what I mean? So that's important. And then here, let me make sure I put – this is for yours. And then on your – let's see here. So on your website, it was showing your hours of operations, right? Is it – do you want to keep it the same way like that? I mean, I see it from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday.
Yep. That's pretty much what it was. But, I mean, if you was it better if I put, like, a 24-hour thing? Because, I mean, if there's an emergency call, somebody needs me, I'll go out.
Sure.
I just typically, like, my wife's doing. She wants me to work certain hours, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, this is my personal opinion, okay? I would put 24/7. And the reason I do that is because, you know, people are going to call regardless anyway, even if you put Tuesday to Saturday night. Like, they're going to call. If they need your service, they will call, and they'll leave a voicemail. You know, you don't have to. Doesn't mean you have to answer. But if you know it's something important that's worth your time, then, of course, you'll call them back, right? So you're in control of that. That's my honest opinion, though. So completely up to you.
Yeah, I'll change it on the site. I'll change it on it. But yeah, go ahead and put me out for 24/7.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then also, so this, like I said, this package goes up to 50-mile radius out, man. So obviously, I'm just going to put that for now, and that way on Monday, when you talk to our technician team, they could go over in further detail of the specific areas that you want to hit and areas that you don't want to. So that way, it gives you some time to go over with your wife, too, see – you know, to plan that out from there, okay?
Go over.
Okay. And then also, the next thing, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you check Venmo, Zelle, or anything like that?
I do all of the above. So if they want I prefer checks sometimes just because it's, I'm gonna have to pay a fee, but if I do Venmo or Zelle or any of those, I've got to pay a transaction fee.
Really?
I'd rather just do cash or check. I've got a private like Venmo account that I try to do a lot of that through, but they still have to report that for dashes. So I can avoid paying if I do it under my personal, but if I do it under my business account, they take it.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, I mean, Zelle shouldn't be charging yet. I believe they don't tax anything just yet. Venmo does, but Zelle is the best way to go for me with my company, so that's what I use all the time.
Yeah, I've got Zelle, too. I can use Zelle. It just depends on what they're trying to do, you know.
Okay.
It really depends on the customer, you know, how they prefer to pay. I push for, like, checks or cash or sell or Venmo.
Okay. No worries, man. All right, we'll make this happen then. And then also, you know, your business obviously is licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the next part here, boom, 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 boom. Okay. So I want to make sure you're protected. I don't know if you remember I was telling you about everything here. So we put not only everything in through invoice, through text and email for your payment so you can see everything we discuss is on paper for you. But also we do a voice verification where everything is recorded. Okay, so I'll ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you. Try to answer as clearly as possible. But if you have questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks, man. That's what I'm here for, okay? But I will put the pricing in there. And also, knock on wood, I mean, if you do decide to part ways in the future, I even tell you how to do that as well in the recording here, okay? So let's see here. I know you're driving, but is there any way you can either pull over for just a moment here, or I just want to make sure I can send you a text with the phone number as well, too.
I'm actually like 30 seconds from my driveway, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Perfect. All right. So just because there's one part here, I want to make sure you see everything. Just me as. I know you said you're a salesman with all this stuff, man. It's not about that. It's about me making sure you feel comfortable and have a strong relationship that we're going to develop for a long time. Right? So it would make me feel better if you're able to go ahead and have the time to look over this stuff. So I'm going to go over. Yes. Go ahead.
I just pulled over. Hold on. Let me. I might lose you for a second. Hold on.
All right. If I lose you, I'll call you right back.
Hello there.
I'm here with you.
All right. Okay. I got you. All right. Cool. All right. So what do I need to do here now?
Okay. So I'm going to do this recording part here, and then I'm going to text you a number right now. I'm going to text you, and it's going to say the phone number. 6225. Save this number into your phone as local splash. Okay. I'm sending it to you right now.
And local splash.
You got it. Yes, sir.
Local splash. Okay. Should I put your name in there or somebody else's?
No, just keep it as local splash because it's voice activated. Anytime we call in from here on, it will be coming from that phone number, all right? And we will ask a security question as well, too. So we'll go over that in just a minute here. But, all right, the next part here is the recording. So I want to make sure that you're able to, you know, have the time to take a look at everything as well when I'm talking with you on this, so that way we feel comfortable with each other here, okay? So without further ado, I'm going to hit the record button. Just try to answer as clearly as possible for me, okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I do electrical contracting and electrical services and maintenance.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Williams, owner, proprietor.
Awesome. Of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, Please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now I'm going to hit pause for a second here. So, Brian, that's what I was talking about. After this recording part, we'll set up a security question and answer. I mean, you already know there's crazy people out there, man. So I want to make sure anytime we call in, we will only ask that security question. We won't give that answer out ever. Okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 16th and the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment, so when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 16th of each month with the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of that, man. I just wanted to make sure you're well protected on this part here. The next part, though, is the security question. So I joke around about this a lot, but honestly, I've seen it happen. So please don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account. We have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do my mother's maiden name. Let's just do that.
Okay. All right. And what would that answer be?
Penn, P-E-N-N.
I'm sorry. Spell that one more time.
P-E-N-N, Penn.
Oh, okay. There you go. Thank you. All right. Now, again, we will never give that answer out. Okay. That's a huge red flag if they do. So last part here. Brian, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or a middle initial as well?
I'm pretty sure it's just my first and last name.
Okay, cool. And is it to the same billing address, the 18886, or is it to a different billing address?
Yeah.
Okay, same. Perfect. And as far as the payment method, what type of card are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
We're going to do... let's see, let's find it. Pretty sure it's a MasterCard. Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
Okay. it has like 2 circles on them.
Yeah, you ready for the number?
Yeah, so I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud for security purposes, but I'm ready for the card number when you are. Right. Yep.
5143.
Okay.
7722.
Okay.
8212. Okay. 2432. Okay. Valid through 4 of 26.
Okay.
And it's VC 542.
One more time in the last ones.
542.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Now, before I process this payment, just to let you know. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. So I'm not going to process it yet because I want to refresh it like 3 times. Now, you know I'm not lying to you, man. We got you a really good promotional rate. I want to keep it that way. So I'm going to refresh one more time here. All right, looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises here. So I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. Whatever comes first, let me know so I can show you how the breakdown is
got
in
it.
There, okay? All right.
I got
that. Oh, nice. That came quick. All right. Was it a text or an email?
It was a text.
It was text. Okay.
But it was through – I got a text from you, but – I get a text from my bank telling me that I was discharged. So.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. Whatever one you want to look at, whether it's the text or the email, it's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. When you pop it open, there's a spot where it says click here to accept your subscription terms, something along those lines. You see anything like that?
Yep.
All right. Click that for me. In here is your breakdown of everything we discussed. And also, if you ever decided to upgrade your package, there is the short descriptions of those packages in there as well, too. But if you ever decide to do that, let me know before you do that, because I want to make sure to promote your promotions will still linger through. So I want to make sure you get that promotional discount for if you ever decide to upgrade. Okay. But read through it carefully. I don't want you to get charged the regular pricing on there, since we got you at a promotional rate today. So let's say down the road, you're down later, you're like, hey, I want to upgrade. We still get those promotional prices for you. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yep. Once you're done, there's at the bottom, there's a checkbox that everyone misses. It's so small. You have to click it, and then you're going to type in your name exactly how it showed on the card, the first and last name.
Yeah, I did that already.
Oh, beautiful. All right. And it should take you to like a login. Do you see anything like that?
Yeah, so that username.
Perfect.
So
yep. That's it. Actually, leave it there. So Brian, that means you did it right. Yeah, you're all set, man. So I just wanted to make sure you're all seeing everything that we promised and, you know, starting strong here. On Monday, our team, when they introduce themselves to you, they're going to show you how to maneuver through. That's your dashboard, okay, your tracking system. So they don't want you to log in just yet. They want to make sure they show you how to log in, walk you through it, because that's your next best friend right there. All right?
Okay, so I don't need to log in or anything yet. I'll wait.
Correct. Yep. Just wait
Monday
on that one for until Monday. You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, man. Hey, congratulations. Okay. Welcome to the family here.
Yep.
All right.
Everything works out. Everything's going to be up and up, and we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah. No, I know the area like the back of my hand over there, too, so I know for a fact you're going to do well. But, Brian, if for any reason it takes too long on that or anything, if you need to reschedule, let our team know. Communication is key in this, okay?
Okay. All right,
man.
Absolutely.
Hey, pleasure talking with you. We'll have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Yes, sir. All right.
Sounds good. All right.